Isaiah chapter 60, verse 10. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Glory to God. But I want you to notice here, it said, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. The darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. And how many knows we're living in a time right now that gross darkness is covering the people?
Yes.
Because darkness is spreading more and more and more. It's not that the light can't overcome the darkness.
Right.
It's just that sometimes people don't understand that they can overcome it with light. I mean, you can't put light out with darkness.
Right.
But you can put darkness out with light.
Amen.
And how many knows Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. And in the book of John, it says, he said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Amen.
His life is light. His life is light. Whenever we are operating in his life, we're letting our light shine. See, we used to sing that song when we was in Sunday school. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Well, see, that light is his life. The life of Jesus. And if you have been born again, you have this life abiding on the inside of you tonight. Glory to God. Sometimes the clouds might come in and cloud it up to where you don't see it as good. Sometimes the enemy can lie to you and make you think you're in darkness when you're really not. It's just a time you're going through some things. But I want you to realize tonight that we have power over darkness. And the Lord's been dealing with me about piercing the darkness, overcoming darkness. Did you know that when Adam was created in the garden, he was created in the image and likeness of God. He was full of the life of God. You know what? He was full of light. Adam was full of light. He was a light being. And when they sinned in the garden, his light didn't go out immediately. As a matter of fact, it took him several hundred years to die. Because he had so much life in him that he didn't just die immediately. You know, and the way darkness works, darkness gradually tries to creep into your life. And if you yield to it, it's not that the darkness is overcoming us. It's that we're withdrawing from the light.
Right.
When you withdraw from the light, the darkness gets stronger. That's the reason the devil wants to pull you out of church. He wants to pull you out of the Word. He wants to pull you out of prayer. He wants to get you away from the things of God that gives life to you. He wants to cause you to be in a place to where that you're not hearing you. You're cut off from your strength so that darkness will start prevailing in your life. But glory to God. Jesus said, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You know, and sometimes we can the glory of God can be all around us, but we don't comprehend it. We don't recognize it. See, how many has ever been in a bad mood or in a bad state and you couldn't recognize any good around you? I mean, I've been there. I remember one time when I was in the hospital when I had appendicitis years ago when I first got saved. And I was in the hospital and I was depressed and I had my appendix had burst and I almost died. But I was in the hospital and God was blessing me every which way I turned. They had the nurses come in there and they said, this is the best room in this whole hospital. Every nurse that come in there, they said, this is the best room in the hospital. And I didn't comprehend it. Then the doctor that done the surgery didn't charge me nothing for the surgery.
Yeah. Wow.
Then people from work sent like $2,000 to me. I still didn't comprehend it. I was depressed. But you know what? When I was in that hospital room, I picked up this little book and I started reading it about D.W. Kenyon. And it was called The God Kind of Love. And I started reading this little book. When I started reading this book, I made up my mind that I was going to do what was in that book. And it was talking about loving God and loving people. And I started doing that on purpose. And I'm going to tell you something. When I started doing that on purpose and started letting, because when I started doing that, you know what? I started letting my light shine out. And when that light started shining, I took off like a rocket. I mean, I come out of the darkness, I come out of the gloom and doom, and all at once I started looking around, and I said, my goodness, God's blessing me. I mean, God is blessing me every which way I turn, and I couldn't even see it because I was in a depressed state. I was in a place where I didn't recognize the good that God was doing around me. And but anyways, Satan, when man sinned, Satan ascended. Satan took he took Adam's place. And I want you to look with me, if you will, in Isaiah chapter 14. Might not be the right verse. Glory to God. Yeah, it's Isaiah 14 and verse 12. Said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And the phrase above the stars of God is a reference to the people of God. And he said, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, and I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. But notice he didn't say, I'm going to take God's place. He said, I'm going to be like God.
Right.
He said, I'm going to ascend to a place over God's people. And the Bible says Satan is called the prince and the power of the air. In the atmosphere above the earth. But the thing of it is, as long as man did not respond to his temptation, Satan could not ascend. When man sinned, Satan ascended. But when man ascends, Satan descends.
That's right.
See, when man takes his place, that's when Jesus came and died on the cross so that he might take back that which was lost through Adam.
Right.
And to bring back the authority and bring back the place that he had died for. Now turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 20, chapter 30, 30, Ezekiel chapter 28, excuse me. Ezekiel 28 and verse 13. It says, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. Now this is talking about Satan. It said, every precious stone was thy covering. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, the gold, the workmanship of thy tablets and thy pipes prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. And I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. But I want you to notice it said, O covering cherub. And see, this was part of his job description before he sinned. He covered what God created. He was a covering. He covered, it's just like, you know, you talk about the pastor as a covering. in this church. You know, when you come under his leadership, you come under the covering of this church. There's a cover, a spiritual covering. When you become a Christian, you come under a covering of Jesus. But did you know that if you are not a Christian, you are being covered by darkness. You're being covered by evil. The covering. And when man sins, when you get saved and become a Christian, Satan don't just give up on you.
Right.
He don't say, well, they got saved, I just got to let them go.
That's right.
No, he knows that. See, he understands that if he can get you to sin, if he can get you to go in the wrong direction, that he can keep you in darkness.
Yeah.
And if he can keep you in darkness, you ain't going to have no power over him. And so, and he can cover over you. See, even though you're a Christian, if you start yielding to the flesh, the darkness can start covering over your life and bring things into your life that you don't want. But you know what? When you begin to shake it off, the Bible says, put on the garment of praise and put off the garment of heaviness.
Amen.
Whenever we begin to work, how many remembers when Jesus was baptized? The Bible said the heavens were open.
Yes.
And a dove came down out of heaven and lit upon him. See, the life of Jesus, when you're operating in the life of Jesus, you have an open heaven.
Amen.
When you're operating in Christ, there is an open heaven over your life. But whenever you yield to the flesh and you yield to sin, it gives the enemy power to come in and try to cover over your life. And there's things that can cause us, if we're not careful, to go off into darkness. For one thing, if we neglect the things of God, then if we neglect the things of God, darkness can come in our life. It's just like anything in this world. If you neglect your car, it'll start going down. If you neglect your house will start going down. Whatever you neglect, corruption will come. But whenever you take care of something and you maintain it, it don't go down so quickly. Well, it's even more important spiritually. How many know if when you're maintaining your walk with God, that darkness can't come in? See, darkness is all the time trying to come into your life.
Yep.
Darkness is just waiting to get into your life. It's just waiting for you to yield to something, to open a doorway, or go in a wrong direction so that it can have a power in your life. But I want to tell you something. Even if you make a mistake, did you know that it's not over?
Amen.
David made a bunch of mistakes, but you know what? He was still called a man after God's own heart. Because God redeemed him. And don't think I'm preaching something judgmental in here tonight to make you feel guilty, even more guilty. I just want you to realize that even if darkness is in your life, you can shake it off.
Amen.
Even if darkness has come to oppress you, if darkness has come into your life, you don't have to live with it.
That's right.
Glory to God. The power of God, the power of life, the life of Jesus overcomes all darkness. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But he said, I will ascend and I will be like the Most High God. And see, that's what God is our covering. But see, Satan wants to be a cover. That was his job description. But see, whenever Jesus came, he came to destroy the works of the devil. He came to undo what Satan had done.
Yep.
Glory to God. Did you know that faith is light?
Yep.
Do you know when you're operating in the faith of God, you're operating in light?
Yep.
Glory to God. When you're living by faith, the Bible said the just shall live by faith. Faith makes God real.
Yeah.
Faith turns a light on God, and it causes you to see God for who he is. When you get in unbelief, you can't see God, you can't feel God, you can't sense God. You say, God feels like he's a million miles away, but when you get in faith, when you get in the right spirit of faith, all at once God comes alive.
Amen.
All at once you say, God, you're so real, it's so good. See, the more aware we become of him, the more the light of God starts shining inside of us. And that light will shine out of you, glory to God. When we walk in light, glory to God, people will see the life of Jesus on the inside of us. I remember one night, the Spirit of God dealt with me to go to the hospital to pray for a lady that had cancer. I didn't really know her too good. And I went up there to the hospital, and her room was kind of dark. And I opened the door to go in. And when I opened the door, I was standing there, and I started walking in, and the woman just started crying hysterically and just having a fit. And I said, "Oh my gosh, what's wrong with this woman?" And she said, "Oh my God, I thought you were an angel." She said, "I looked at you," and she said, "I saw light coming out of you." She said, "There was light all around you when you come in this room." She said, "I thought you was an angel." But it was the life of God. See, when we're operating, when we're obeying God, we're operating in light. The Bible said in the book of 1 John, it said that if we abide in the light, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Amen. When you're walking in light, you ain't got to worry about sin. It's automatically being cleansed. Amen. When you're walking in the life of God and the faith of God and you're trusting God and you're doing what God's telling you to do, you don't have to walk around saying, "Oh God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me." When you're walking in His light, there's a cleansing automatically.
Amen.
It just keeps you clean. It keeps you right.
Praise God.
Glory to God. But darkness comes when we get away from faith.
Yep.
The Bible says you'll make shipwreck if you get away from faith. If you depart from faith and a good conscience. See, it's important to have a clear conscience. And it's important to have faith. It's important to be walking in faith and know it. Because see, if the devil can make you think that you're faking it. If he can say, "Oh, you're just really fake. Everybody thinks you're real, but you're really faking it." If you start believing the lies of the devil, it'll be just like it's true.
Yep.
But if you say, "No, I'm not faking it. Glory to God, this is real." You know, when I used to tell people about Jesus, sometimes I'd be telling people about Jesus and I was doubting my own self. I'd be telling them how good God was, and the first thing I knowed, I'd talk myself into being happy. I'd be telling them how good and how wonderful God was, and all at once I start feeling life just flowing up out of me. And I said, "Man, this feels good. I need to tell more people about this." So whenever time I start feeling a little bit depressed, I'd just start witnessing somebody, start telling about how good God is and what all God's done, and all at once life will start flowing.
Yeah.
And you know what that is? When that life starts flowing, light starts flowing.
Yes.
Light starts coming. Glory to God. The Bible says we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness. In the book of Colossians chapter 1, it says we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son.
Yeah.
Glory to God. When you got born again, you got moved from darkness to light.
Amen.
Glory to God. But Jesus came to destroy the devil and what he had done through the fall in the garden. But in the book of Revelation chapter 12, remember I read that scripture, it said, "Arise and shine, for thy light has come." See, in Revelation 12 and 1, it says, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered." Glory to God. But now, this woman here is the church. People say, "Well, that's Israel." No, this hadn't happened yet.
Right.
See, most people think that all this stuff's already happened, but if you read the book of the first chapter of Revelation, it says this is that which is going to happen. And at that time, when this was written, Jesus had already come and already died. So this was talking about something that was going to come later. And so when it said here, this woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, she was pregnant, going to bring forth a child, a man-child. And this word man-child, it doesn't necessarily mean just a boy child. It means a man born grown. It means a man-child. Some say it's called a man-child company. It's not one person. It's like a body. It's like the body of Christ. The firstborn son. This woman is, the church is travailing to bring forth Christ, the fullness of Christ. And he said when this child was born, he was caught up to God and his throne. And the throne, that's speaking about the authority of God. And so in these last days, there's going to be a birthing of the man child, which is the fullness of God in the church. And it said, and then there was this woman that said that that she went away for 3.5 years, and it said they fed her there. And what it's talking about, this man-child is the firstborn. It's the first ones that comes in the fullness of God. And in the church, there's going to be a body of people that's going to come in the fullness of God before anybody else does. But then they're going to turn around and minister back to the body to bring them all into the fullness of God. But let me go on down. I didn't really want to get hung up right here. But it goes on down. And it said, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had the place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. But notice it said, they shall feed her there. And this man child, he wasn't raptured away. This man child, it said he was caught up to God and his throne. It's talking and speaking about authority. And then it goes on down and it says, and there was war in heaven, and the angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Because, see, Satan is being cast out because the church is coming into this fullness. When the church comes into the fullness, Satan cannot stay in the heavens. He has to be cast down. And see, and then it went on and it said, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world, and he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the dead. Glory to God. And there again, it's not necessarily talking about dying naturally. He's talking about they loved not their lives unto the death of flesh. See, it said that they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto the death. Now, we done found out that the life of Jesus is what overcomes darkness. Did you know that the blood of Jesus is full of the life of Jesus?
Yes.
The Bible says that Jesus told him, he said, drink my blood, for my blood is drink indeed, and eat my flesh is meat indeed. But he wasn't talking about drinking his literal blood. He was talking about partaking of him. When you receive the life of Jesus, see, in the Old Testament, the Bible said that the life of the flesh was in the blood. He said, don't drink the blood of any animal, because the life of the flesh is in the blood. And then Jesus turned around and said, drink my blood. In other words, he said, I want you to drink my life. I want you to have this life. I don't want you drinking the blood of animals, but I want you to have my life. And so when it said here, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, you could say it like this. They overcame him by the life of Jesus and the word of their testimony. How many knows that your words change when you start walking in life?
Yes.
When you start walking in the power of God and the word of God, your words change.
Yes.
When you start walking in darkness, your words change. You can take a Christian that's on fire for God, and you let them get in a dark, depressed state, and you start hearing how they talk. Why? Because it changes the way you talk. See, when the life of God, the more the life of God's operating in us, the more it's going to change our words.
Amen.
The Bible says God calls those things that be not as though they were. Did you know that one of the things that sometimes can get us in a depressed state is by what we see?
Yep.
We start looking around. If we're not careful, we can look at all the evil and all the bad going on around us. And we can look at how things ain't going too good for us, and the devil will say, well, you must not be doing something right, because God ain't helping you. You ain't, you know, nothing's working out for you, blah, blah, blah. And if you're not careful, the devil will say, just look at this. Yep. Nobody don't love you. If they did, they'd do this or that. Your husband don't love you. Your wife don't love you. But, you know, if they did, they'd do this or they'd do that. Yep. And, you know, the first thing you know, if you start listening to that, you start going into darkness.
Yep.
But when you, the Bible said you can leave a lie and be damned. See, the devil wants to lie to you and tell you nobody don't love you. He wants to tell you that God don't love you. But he said that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. And the word of their testimony, that means they were speaking what God wanted them to speak. They were speaking the word of God. And they loved not their life. He's talking about they didn't love that old life. Did you know that most of the time what takes people back into darkness is your old life? That old life comes up. And if you're not, if you start responding to that old life by things I used to like to do, what I used to do, that old life takes you back into darkness. And so we got to die. The Bible said that we got to take up our cross and follow him. And we got to die to that old man. And so if we want to overcome the darkness, we've got to die to the old. And we've got to embrace his life. And we got to watch what's coming out of our mouth, because your words have power. You know, you can empower the devil or you can empower God in your life. Did you know that when you operate in fear, when fear comes into your life, fear can take you into darkness. Fear has power to take you into darkness if you respond to it. You know, there've been many times in my life that situations would come up. And I remember one time I was over in Columbus, Mississippi, and I was in a convention. And there was, in the motel we were in, they started giving a tornado warning. And it was right there where we were at. And Bobby Baker and Mary Baker were with me, and they were in another room on the opposite side of the motel. And so I was, at that time, the Lord was dealing with me about not letting fear get hold of my life, but yet to believe him and trust him. And so I started hearing the wind blow, and I looked out the window, and it was blowing. Trees were bending over like this, you know. So I went over and knelt down, and I started praying. And I said, I refuse to be afraid. I said, God, I thank you that this there's not going to be no tornado. We're not going to be blown away. We're not going to die. And I started praying like that, and I started feeling Holy Ghost boldness just coming up on the inside of me. About that time, the telephone rang, and it was Bobby, and he was on the other side of the motel. And when I answered the phone, if you know Bobby, he was funny. He talked real fast when he was scared. He said, Brother Brian, pray, brother, pray. He said, there's this garbage can out here, the big container. He said, the wind's blowing it across the parking lot. He said, and you could hear the tin on the building just peeling off. It was like, bing, bing, bing. And when he said that, all at once, darkness came.
Yep.
I let fear in. When I let that fear in, all at once, all my faith went out the door. And I started saying, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? You know, but I mean, it was like, when you get in fear, you don't have no help.
That's right.
See, when you're in a fearful state, you don't have confidence in God at that time. See, that's why it's important to resist fear. Because fear wants to take you backwards. It wants to take you into a depressed state. And if you yield to it, it'll take you there. I mean, there's a lot of paths and things that the enemy will come along. Whatever your stronghold was,
yep,
when you were in sin before, when you start getting cold in God, that stronghold will be an area where the devil will tempt you at.
Yep.
And so you have to put up a guard there and say, no, I'm not going back there. I'm not even going to think that. The Bible says for us not to walk in the vanity of our mind. Glory to God. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, it says, in verse 17, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness. This word lasciviousness means it's like to give in to whatever lust you have. It's like whatever things that you're lusting for or wanting. It doesn't have to be sex it can be food it can be anything. But he said, if you give yourself over to lasciviousness, and it's literally, it really it's more a word that means like you're breaking the word of God, breaking the commandment of God, but it's to give in to a sensual desires. And he said, if you give in to this, he said, it works uncleanness with all greediness, but you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Neither let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. And be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ has loved us and give himself for us. Glory to God. Did you know, if you sin, your light don't go out immediately. If you do something, if you have unforgiveness in your heart towards somebody, you may not feel it immediately. But the effects of it will start to come into your life slowly but surely. You know, you think, well, people go out and they get drunk or go do something bad. The next day they get up and they say, man, I feel just like I did yesterday, but I don't feel bad. I feel pretty good. You know, I don't feel. But you know what? As the Bible says, because sentence against an evil work is not carried out speedily, therefore the sons of men's hearts are fully set on doing evil. That means that because lightning didn't strike me, I thought I got away with it. You know, but if everybody, if you think about this in the world, if everybody, even people's not Christians, if they've done something wrong, as soon as they've done something wrong, lightning struck them, or they fell and broke their leg, as soon as they, every time anybody done something wrong, after a while everybody said, hey, we better not sin. If we do, we're going to get lightning struck or something's going to happen to us, but it don't happen like that. And what happens is there's just a gradual moving in our life that just slowly moves you over into darkness. And then the first thing you know, you wake up one day and you're way off in darkness. See, so that's why it's so important that we got to put these things off immediately. When something comes in your life, don't tell yourself that it didn't hurt. You know, I worked with a guy, he'd been smoking pot for years, and he was a good-looking guy, had pretty white teeth and all this stuff, you know, and all the girls liked him, and we worked together for about 10 years, and he was smoking pot all the time. And one day we were sitting in his car talking, and I got saved, and I said something about pot. And he said, there ain't nothing wrong with pot. He said, look at me. He said, I've been smoking it for 10 years. And when he said that, I looked at him. His teeth was all dingy, yellow, and he had this wild look, and his hair was all messed up. And he said, look at me. I'm walking. But I'm sitting there looking at him. I'm thinking, well, he don't even realize how far he's went down. You know, it's like you don't realize how sin will take you slowly further and further. Darkness will take you away. But when the light of God, when you walk in the light, glory to God, darkness can't take you anywhere. You know, that's why we got to make up our mind that I'm going to pierce through the darkness. I'm not going to let darkness pull me down. You know, just a little, you know, the Bible talks about a little bit of, I can't think of that word now, that what they put, a little yeast. Yeah, leaven. A little leaven. Leaven's the bread. It don't take a whole lot for it to do that, you know. And that's kind of the way sin is. It slowly causes things to happen. But the life of God, love, the Bible said if we hate our brother, that we're abiding in darkness.
That's right.
Did you know that if you get bitter and angry at people and you hold grudges, it's going to take you in darkness? As a matter of fact, the Bible says you are in darkness if you hate your brother. You're not in light. You're not walking in light when you're hating somebody. And so you got to be careful. See, because the devil will send somebody your way that will rub you every which way you want to try to make you mad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they'll things will happen in your life Because it's like the enemy, when you make up your mind, that you, when you start taking ground spiritually, I guarantee you something's going to come your way to try to trip you up, going to try to make you mad, make you go, you know, make give you an excuse for to do something wrong.
Right.
You know, when somebody, have you ever noticed when somebody gets mad, the husbands and wife go to church and they get mad, and, well, I ain't going to church tonight.
Right.
Why? Because I got mad. I'm going to teach you a lesson or whatever. You know, it's like, but why do we want to pull back from God when we get angry? It's because darkness is trying to give us a reason to give in to it. Glory to God. Darkness will cover the old man, but it will not cover the new man. There's an open heaven over the new man.
Amen.
And that's the reason Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, my Father will give it to you.
Right.
Why? Because we got an open heaven.
Yeah.
Right.
See, if we realize that when we are in the name of Jesus, we got an open heaven. You know, it gives us confidence. If I realize that when I'm walking in the Spirit, and not only that, you know what else? The Bible talks about the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins. And it said that the five wise virgins had enough oil to meet the bridegroom, but the five foolish virgins didn't have enough oil for their lamps. And then when the bridegroom came, the Bible says that the five foolish virgins said, give us some of your oil that we may meet the bridegroom. And they said, we can't give you that unless we won't have enough. And so they didn't have enough light to overcome the darkness because they didn't have enough oil.
Right.
So that tells me that if I don't have enough of the Holy Spirit inside of me, if I don't have enough of the oil of the Holy Ghost, if I'm not full of the Holy Ghost, I may not have enough oil to overcome the darkness.
Right.
See? And so if we're full of the Holy Ghost, it's going to help you to overcome darkness.
Amen.
It's going to give you the light, the power to light. Because the in the Old Testament, the lamps that were lit in the Holy of Holies had oil in them. And that oil kept those lights burning continually. And without the light, without the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, we'll burn out.
That's right.
Our light will get dim and it'll get dark, but we're full of the Holy Ghost. And you say, well, how do you get full of the Holy Ghost? Well, if you've never received the baptism in the Holy Ghost, you can receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost and speak in other tongues. And then when you get in your prayer closet, you can go in there and pray in the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will pray through you, and it'll fill you back up again. You'll just, it's just like the Bible said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He said, this spake he of the Spirit. But once you've received the baptism in the Holy Ghost, then when you're by yourself, you can start just praising God and worshiping God. When you obey God, He pours His Spirit out of you. Like when God tells you to do something, and you know it's God telling you to do it, when you obey that, the Spirit's poured out in your life at that moment. And it's just like, I couldn't tell you how many times that this has happened to me over my lifetime, that God would tell me to do something, and then when I'd go start doing it, all at once I'd just feel a river of life start flowing up out of me. Tears start running down my face, and because of the life was coming, because I was obeying what God told me to do.
Right.
But every time that I disobey God, then it dries up. I don't have that anointing that I feel, you know, because that I'm disobeying God. And so, be full of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. The Word of God, when you read the Word of God and you meditate in the Word of God, it strengthens you. God will speak to you. It's amazing how many times you can pick the Bible up and that very thing, the day you're going through something, you read about it in the Bible.
Yes.
You go to church and things, you hear somebody preaching about what you need to hear.
Amen.
Neglect brings darkness. If we neglect, the Bible said, if we neglect so great a salvation that first was spoken by angels, unto angels, said, how shall we escape if we neglect this great salvation? So we don't want to neglect it, but there's something else that causes darkness. It's called distractions. How many knows that we all have distractions? Sometimes we create our own distractions.
Right.
You know, sometimes we get something started in our life that keeps us distracted, is where that's all we think about all the time. And but the devil likes to use distractions to get us focused on something else other than God.
Right.
And so when we get our attention off of God, then it's like it can lead you down a pathway that leads you away from God. I remember one time, this happened years ago, that I was having one of the best moves of God in my life. And I'm not saying this to put any condemnation on anybody if you like to fish or anything like that, because there's nothing wrong with fishing. But I was having one of the best moves of God in my life that I'd had in a long time. And I was just driving down the road, and I saw this yard sale. And I decided I'd stop at this yard sale. So I stopped at the yard sale, and they had some fishing poles out there. And so I seen these fishing poles, and I said, well, I think I'll get some fishing poles. So I bought them fishing poles. Then after I bought them fishing poles, I decided I wanted some more fishing poles. I wanted some more fishing stuff. So I started buying more fishing stuff, and then I started going fishing a lot. I mean, this all happened like within 3 days. I mean, and there was nothing wrong with going fishing, but the problem was, it started taking my attention away from God, and I got my mind obsessed with fishing.
Right.
For the next, I don't know how long after that, but me and my son fished a lot, which was a good thing for me and him to spend time together. But my point is this, that when you're having a move of God in your life, be careful about distractions, because you can create a distraction for your own self and take you down a wrong road or keep you. It's not that it's evil. It's just that it keeps you, your attention on something else other than God.
Right.
You know, and so anyways, we've got to balance all that out. Praise God. How many loves the Lord tonight?
Yes, hallelujah.
What you hear, what you see, fear, all these things can cause us to be moved in a wrong direction. But see, this is the thing about it. When we realize this is what the enemy wants to do, then when we see it start to happen, we say, hey, that's what the preacher preached about the other day. So I know what's fixing to happen. He's trying to get me away, so that means I'm going to go this way instead of that way. You know, when I'm not going to let darkness take over my life. I'm going to go on in the light. I'm going to stay in the light. And I literally saw a vision one night at church. And in this vision, I saw myself, and I was standing up there in the front, and there was this light all the way around me. And as I was standing there, there was demons standing on the outside of me, and they was trying to reach through the light to get to me, but they couldn't reach through the light. They had to stay on the outside of it. And I was standing there looking at it, and I said, Lord, what is that? He said, that light around you is the love of God.
Amen.
He said, keep yourself in the love of God.
Amen.
Because when you stay in the love of God, the devil can't touch you. The Bible said that the righteous one keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. So if you keep yourself in the love of God, you can stay in the light of God. Glory to God. Don't let the enemy pull you into darkness. Don't let bitterness and unforgiveness and things, it's not worth it. Glory to God. Let's bow our heads tonight. Glory to God. Father, we just